We're reading Apostle Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. We're in chapter 6, and we read this entire passage last Sunday. Today we will just stop and look at some of the details of verse 5, although this section on Christian employees begins in verse 5 and goes all the way down to verse 9, and we read it last Sunday. So today let's just reread verse 5. Bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ. And so we find that Paul has been teaching us about the Spirit-filled life, or the life of the Christian that is characterized by the movement of the Holy Spirit in your life, in all relationships of life, in your marriage relationship, in your family relationship between parents and children, in the church relationships, how we live with one another and submit to one another, and also submit to the authority of the pastors and the teachers of the church as we teach the Word of God to you. And now today in our text that we started last Sunday, we see that there is a relationship in society where we work. Masters and slaves. In today's time, we do not consider ourselves slaves. We consider ourselves to be free people. But yet we voluntarily agree in exchange for a certain remuneration, a certain paycheck. We agree to do a certain job. And Paul teaches us here what the Christian attitude needs to be for us as we work, towards our work, and also towards those people that actually employ us, because God has put them in a position of authority in our life. And we've talked before this whole chapter, and beginning in chapter 5, way back in verse 21, Paul is talking to us and teaching us that each of us has somebody in our life that is in authority over us. And we are supposed to be submissive and obedient to them as if that person is Jesus Christ himself. The term Paul uses here, bond servants. You may have encountered the word bond. That's when you pay something in exchange for your freedom. If you go to jail for something you have done wrong, if it's not a very serious crime, you can do what is called legally post a bond. You make a down payment promising to pay a larger fee of money if you do not show up before the judge. And these servants, they have promised to do a certain job. We looked last Sunday and made a difference between the word slave, that is involuntary, somebody that the master buys on a slave market, and a bondservant that voluntarily works because he loves the master or loves the paycheck he's going to get. And that would describe us. Slavery in the time of the Apostle Paul was a fact of life. And as I mentioned earlier, the population of Rome was approximately 120 million people. And it is estimated that half of them were slaves. And so the early New Testament church, a very good percentage of the members of the church, of the Christians, were slaves. And sometimes they would come to church and sit next to the person who was their master. And that sometimes created tension, not only on the job, but also in church. And Paul addresses some of these issues. Now, some people had good masters. It was good to work for them. Some of them were kind. Many families at that time had what we today would call a home business. And Jesus even spoke several times. Remember, he talked about the master that went on a trip, and he gave some of his servants a certain amount of his finances so that they would continue the work. It was part of a home business. And oftentimes these servants, they were entrusted with the wealth of the master. There is one example in Scripture where there was a servant that was wicked and ungodly. And it says that when he found out that the master was coming home, he tried to straighten out all of the bank accounts with some embezzlement that he had done. Okay? And so some people had good masters, some had evil, cruel, ungodly masters. And a slave master in those days could actually kill you if you wanted to because of something you did wrong. And the very best master one day and tomorrow you might be sold and have a master that was the worst of people. And so the condition of a slave could be changed overnight. Большинство, больше половины людей в это время были рабами. И даже кто имел самого лучшего господина, его ситуация сегодня может, могла быть самой лучшей, с доверием, с любовью. Праведные были некоторые, которые поступали своими рабами. Но хозяин мог бы отдать или продать своего раба, и завтра мог попасть самому страшному человеку, который даже в то время имел право умерщвлять негодных рабов своих, если что-то в нем показалось ему не понравится. Так что быть рабом была очень страшная ситуация, даже если ваш господин был благочестивый человек, потому что ситуация могла меняться. Now Paul here, he gives us a command, and he gives a command to these bondservants. He says, you may like your master, you may hate your master. He may be a good man, he may be a bad man. And oftentimes these slaves, they would rebel against their masters. If you read the letter that Paul writes to Philemon, he writes about a slave that ran away from Philemon. And God directed this slave so that he would meet the apostle Paul, and Paul shared the gospel with him. And this slave, this servant, becomes a believer. And now Paul is sending him back to his master, not only because that was the right thing to do, but because this is now a believer. And they had some reconciliation to do between the Christian master and a slave that had run away and had actually embezzled some of the funds that belonged to him. And so when Paul writes and instructs bondservants to be obedient, He is opening up a spiritual truth that even as Christians, many slaves did not comprehend. They wanted to run away. They wanted to be free. They wanted to have their own life. And here comes Apostle Paul and he preaches the gospel to them. And they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior by faith and they repent of their sins. And they begin to attend church and they hear Paul preaching. It says, you are the adopted children of God. You are free. You are no longer slaves of sin. You are children of the God of the universe. You are children of the King. And a lot of these slaves started thinking, I have a new relationship. I no longer have to do what my slave master says. And so Paul finds it necessary. Everything we find in Scripture is necessary and it is good for instruction for us. There is a reason why Paul writes here, he says, be obedient to your masters. And the reason is that many Christian slaves, Paul is writing this letter to Christians, many Christian slaves had a sinful attitude about their work, about their situation in life, and they were unhappy about it and were rebelling against it and wanted to change the situation. In another place, Paul writes and he says, be content in the place where God has put you. Апостол Павел в другом тексте пишет, что мы должны быть довольны в той ситуации, где мы живем или являемся. Апостол Павел о себе пишет, я научился и в нужде жить, и преимущество иметь. Иметь все и иметь ничего. Многие рабы, они считали, мы теперь верующие, мы теперь дети, которых Бог усыновил. Мы являемся детьми царя вселенной. Мы священство, Бог нас избрал. И они считали, что теперь им не надо подвластными быть или послушными быть своим господам.
І апостол Павло йому надобно було написати: «Раби, будьте послушні, повинуйтесь тим, которые Господь поставил над вами». Потому что дальше он будет говорить и пояснять, потому что они тоже ответственны кому-то. И в последнем итоге они ответственны Богу, как они с вами поступают. And so Paul says, and Paul gives us a command, and he says, be obedient. And this is a similar word that Paul used when he said, children, be obedient to your parents. Why? Because this is right. Когда апостол Павел писал детям, он говорит, повинуйтесь родителям вашим. Почему? Потому что это правильно. Это Бог повелевает так. Не спрашивайте Бога, почему, а выполняйте то, что Бог повелел вам делать. When Paul asks and commands and teaches wives to be submissive to the spiritual leadership of husbands, Christian husbands, when Paul instructs the church, the Christians, to be submissive to the Holy Spirit's leading through the Word of God, why? Because this is right. For children, Paul says, so that it would be good for you that work, so it will be good for you. That's the instruction of God. And ultimately, we will see later on in this verse and in other verses, it says, it's as if you're working for Jesus Christ, as if He is your Lord and Master. And He, spiritually speaking, truly is. And so regardless of the character of your employer, regardless of whether he's a Christian or an unbeliever, Paul commands Christians. He's talking to us today. And he says you are to give him the whole heart. You are to give him all your energy, all your effort, and to be the best employee that you can be. You are to be over and better than any other employee at your company. Remember the evil, wicked, lazy servant. The master gave him one unit of measure, one talent. The one that had five, he doubled it, he got 10. The master says, well done. The one that had two, he doubled it, he had 4. The master said, well done. The one that had one, he buried it. He did not lose it. He did not squander it. He did not embezzle it. But yet, even though he saved it, and even though he brings it back to his master, the master says, you are lazy, and you are evil, and you are wicked, and you are a sinner. Take it away from him and give it to another. You see, as employees, where we work, we are to give the best to our employer, because he is a person that enables us, financially speaking, to live the Christian life we are called to live. And to financially support the church as we're supposed to support. And everything we do is a result of the employer that in his goodwill has hired us. And if you're lazy, if you're wicked, and you squander the time of your employer, and then you claim to be a Christian, you bring disrespect rather than honor to the name of Jesus Christ. And it would be better that nobody knew you were a Christian rather than for everybody to know you're a Christian and to know that you're a lazy, evil employee that takes advantage of your employer. And so this is a call, and this is a reminder to all of us of how we are to act. And if you are retired and you say, well, this does not apply to me, do not forget that spiritually speaking, God has called us all to work in His spiritual vineyard. And remember, the master went out and he called some in the morning and some at noon and some in the very, very evening. No matter what your age is, God has called you to work in His vineyard. Now, many Christians, they use their job as an opportunity to share the gospel to other people. Unless your employer has hired you to be a missionary on the job, do your job and don't preach. Live your life as a witness and a life to them, and talk to the people with your mouth when you have a break or when you have lunch, or invite your co-employer out to lunch or after work, bring them home for dinner. And there, explain to him what is so different about you. The hope that you have, Peter says. But never use the time at work to be a missionary for God. Unless the boss calls you into the office and asks you, what it means to be a Christian. You're on his time. He's paying you to tell him about Jesus Christ. And sometimes that happens. But Paul here says, and this is a very important spiritual truth for us to see. He says, employees, bondservants, slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh. What does this mean, according to the flesh? Well, first of all, it means that they are humans just like we are. They're not God. Ultimately, we and they are responsible to God. But what it means to be in the flesh is that we are here temporarily on earth. We have a goal. Our citizenship is in heaven. Our real spiritual Lord and Master is in heaven. We are working for the person that employs us, but we're actually working for God. But this is a temporary situation. And slaves, even if you have a cruel master, even if your employer in our day and age is the worst possible company in the world to work for, this is a temporary situation that God will change in his time. And you are to be faithful at what God calls you to do. Fortunately, in our situation, if you have a horrible job that you cannot stand or cannot fulfill, you can always quit and go work someplace else if you can find a job. But at this time, in this context, Paul says, be obedient. Апостол Павел пишет, говорит, будьте послушны господам вашим по плоти. Он напоминает нам, что мы только временно живем здесь на земле. И духовно говоря, наш Господь – это духовное слово, это термин, это выражение. И мы все стремимся в ту обитель, где наш действительный Господь. И даже если мы имеем самую трудную, непереносливую работу, может быть, самого, может быть, грешного хозяина в нашей ситуации здесь на земле, Господь говорит нам, что это временно. Духовно говоря, даже если нас хулят ради Господа, гонят нас, это временная ситуация. Все изменится, мы дети Божьи. Но пока мы здесь на земле, будьте послушный господам вашим. Now this verse has several other ideas here that we don't have time to discuss today. We will look at them next time. But as you go home, meditate upon them. It says fear and trembling. Secondly, it says sincerity of heart. And thirdly, it says to the Lord. God willing, we'll look at these terms next Sunday. Amen.